Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How many times have we heard, it's a must-see, can't-miss event? Lots of things in this time, in this day and age, are must-sees and can't-miss events. Movies and plays and all sorts of things promise all sorts of excitement. There's destruction and war and mayhem and terror and political intrigue and courtroom drama and family strife and heroic battles on earth and upheaval throughout the cosmos. They're must-see, can't-miss events. So exciting. Let's really be honest. How many of those must-see, can't-miss events could you miss? Or go without seeing? Probably most of them. And we look around our world today with all of that must-see, can't-miss excitement, and many of us think that this world is just going to hell in a handbasket. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. The wheels have fallen off the wagon. The wagon's dragging on the ground. But let's get some perspective. A couple of different times in history where things probably couldn't get a lot worse. Picture yourself in the town of Pompeii at the foot of Mount Vesuvius when it explodes and covers the town in lava and ash. Could it get much worse? Probably not for them. How about living in Europe during the Black Plague? Yeah, probably couldn't get a whole lot worse. To them, I bet you it looked like the world was going to hell in a handbasket, just like us. So we need to get some perspective a little bit. Now, I'm not saying things aren't bad, but what I'm saying is things have always been bad. Since Noah got off the ark, as I said in Bible study, things have been bad. And there have been times when it's really bad. And then there are times when maybe it's not quite so bad. But things have always been terrible. That's the sinful world we live in. If we think we're being persecuted now as Christians, imagine under some of the Roman emperors. That was pretty bad for Christians. So we need to have some perspective on just how bad things are. Jesus is talking with his disciples in a time when they thought things were pretty good. Life was okay. They weren't being persecuted. Things were all right in the town of Jerusalem. Yeah, the Romans were there and they occupied certain territories, but it wasn't so bad for them. You know, they had security from any other enemies. They had a reasonable economy. It wasn't so bad. But Jesus is standing in the temple and he says something that shocks them. He starts talking about the must-see, can't-miss event of their time. And that was that no stone in that glorious temple would be left standing. He predicted the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, and they were shocked. They couldn't believe he would say something like that. What do you mean, Jesus? Things are going well. Things are good here. What are you talking about, this destruction of the temple? And they start to panic a little bit. When is this going to happen? How are we going to know so that we're ready when the end comes, when the temple is destroyed? We want to know so that we can have some control over those events. But Jesus, he doesn't really tell them exactly when it's going to happen. He doesn't even tell them exactly what is going to happen. And that leaves them and us in a little bit of anxiety. We don't know. We don't know when things are going to happen. We can't predict the future. We can barely predict what's going to happen from day to day. Imagine how weathermen feel. Yeah, I suppose it might rain. Might not. That's sort of the way we go through a lot of life. Well, that might happen, or it might not. But Jesus is talking big picture stuff. Can't miss. Gotta see these events that are gonna take place. And he starts to talk about what the end is gonna look like. But funny thing is, what Jesus describes is just life in a sinful world. Notice, he says there's going to be wars and tumults, upsets. Yep. There have been wars before. There'll be wars again. Sort of one of the ways that human beings interact with each other, unfortunately. Sin does that, causes the conflict, causes wars. He says there's going to be famines. Yep, there are famines. Now, we don't necessarily call it that, but that's a big problem even here in the United States. We don't call it a famine, but what we call it is people who don't have enough to eat. Homelessness. Addiction, all of those things. Jesus says that there's going to be earthquakes. What are they always talking about here? What's coming? The earthquake, the big one, right? Are you ready? Are you prepared? The big Cascadian earthquake's going to happen? Maybe. When we're getting here towards the end of the church year, these readings can shake us. They can leave us uncertain, a little bit scared, certainly anxious. But even as Jesus is talking about all of these things, there's always hope. He never leaves it as complete and utter destruction. There's always hope. And Jesus has always done that throughout all of the Gospels. No matter what he encounters, he always leaves the people with hope. When he heals those who can see that now, those who are deaf but can hear, the lame who can walk, he doesn't just heal their physical disabilities. He heals their hearts. He gives them hope. He points them to the future, to him. He does the same for you, for me. Now, he doesn't always heal all of our physical ailments, but he never leaves us without hope. No matter what's going on inside of us or around us, outside of us, he always leaves us with hope. Let's take a look at some of the things that he says here today. If you have your bulletins open, or if you don't, you might want to open them to the gospel reading. Because you might want to underline some of this stuff. You're one of those people who takes notes. Some do, some don't. But when we get anxious and when we get worried, and when people start talking about the end of time and all of the stuff that's going on and how horrible life is, we as Christians, we can point to hope. Even in the midst of all of the terrible things that are going on around us. So looking at where Jesus says, verse 9, he says, "And when you hear of wars and tumults, first, don't be terrified." In other words, this isn't unexpected. Don't be surprised when you see this happening. Don't be taken off guard like you didn't think that people were going to be fighting with one another. It's just the way it is. He says, for these things must first take place. But, here's the hope. The end will not be immediate or at once. In other words, the wars that you see around you, that's not the end. So the hope is there's something more. There's something beyond the wars and the tumults. There's something beyond the destruction that we see around us. There's something more in Jesus. There's hope. And he says all of the things about nations rising against nations, and then he says, you as my followers are going to be dragged before those in authority, the kings and the governors and the synagogues, and they're going to drag you in front of them. They're going to want to know what in the world is going on with you and why are you ignoring all of the laws that we put into place that says you can't be a Christian. They're going to drag you in front of them, and he says, what is that? It's an opportunity. What? I don't want to be dragged in front of kings and governors. But for Jesus, this is an opportunity to bear witness. So when things look their worst, when you are in a position where it seems like there is no way out, Jesus says, this is an opportunity to bear witness. And don't try and come up with some witty answer. I love that. He says, don't try and meditate beforehand to try and come up with some sort of way around it. He says, I'm going to give you the words to speak. And the words that you speak, they're not going to have any answer for. So the hope that when the authorities come down and they start to tear apart all of the things and they start to bring you in and you, he says, don't worry. I'm going to give you the words to say. And they're not going to be able to argue with you. Now, that doesn't mean that it's all going to end well and good for you. In fact, he goes on to say, it's probably not going to end well for you. But remember the hope. He goes on to say, you're going to be hated by all for my name's sake. This is down verse 17. You'll be hated by all for my name's sake. He says, but not a hair of your head will perish. Not a hair. In other words, I will save you. That's the hope. That no matter how bad things get, no matter how destruction comes all around us, the hope is that we have in Christ, that he is there, giving us the words to say, protecting his people. And then finally, after all of this other stuff, he goes on and he says, things are going to get really bad. In fact, there's going to be signs in sun, moon, and stars, the earth, distress of nations. It's just going to get, it's going to get worse. So imagine it once again, the people who are living in times when this is about as bad as it's going to get. Villages in Germany during the war. It's about as bad as it's going to get. Places around the world today where death and destruction is all around looks about as bad as it's going to get. And he says, then you will see. Then you'll see the can't-miss, must-see event of all time. And you won't be able to miss it. You will be able to see it. The Son of Man himself coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And then he says, now when these things begin to take place, look at those words. Look at those words. Straighten up. Lift up your heads if they're still attached to your body. Because your redemption is near. How incredible is that? That Jesus, in the midst of talking about all of this stuff, where he is days away from his own destruction on the cross, can give such hope to his disciples. He says, no matter what you see, no matter what you go through, no matter how bad it gets, there is still hope. the hope is in him. Now, there's a great Reformation theme song that we sing every Reformation year, every Reformation day, and sometimes more often. Luther wrote a hymn. You might have heard of it. A Mighty Fortress. Might have heard of that one. And it includes this verse. Now, remember, Luther was writing this 500 years ago, roughly somewhere around there. Things probably couldn't get a whole lot worse. They weren't worried about what it was going to be like in 2019. They probably didn't think we'd ever get that far. But listen to this verse. Though hordes of devils fill the land, all threatening to devour us. That doesn't sound so good. Things couldn't get much worse. We tremble not. Unmoved we stand. They cannot overpower us. Let this world's tyrant rage. In battle will engage. His might is doomed to fail. God's judgment must prevail. One little word subdues him. And that word is hope. That was 500 years ago from Luther. So we have that hope. Today, now, here, we have that hope. So may the Holy Spirit continue to grant us perseverance, endurance, with the hope we have in Christ. Amen.